Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High. I truly thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, very thankful for this opportunity to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the healing of his people. Well, my brothers and sisters, as I've said before, the Most High has told me directly that I do have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. Well, he told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, the men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, and to pervert, to silence. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if they could. I regret to say, I wish it were not so. But I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. No, I don't regret, my brother says. Let me see if I can explain this rightly. I by no means regret being empowered of the Most High to speak these things. I consider it a great honor. Yes, I consider it a great honor to be able to speak these precious words. What I would, if it were so, is that men had been much more of a heart willing. Oh, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 48 concerning the truth of the Most High that he knew that he would have to reprove this latter generation. He knew that he would have to reprove this latter generation for gross injustice. You look at Isaiah 48, it tells us that he knew and he declared in advance, he knew that surely his people would lie. Surely they would fall away from the knowledge of the truth. Surely would they compromise against the reality so as to seem justified after the ideas of their own hearts. But my brothers and sisters, shall we not understand something that the Most High told me many years ago? He said that if there were no devil, all that would be necessary to create one. He said all that would be necessary to create one, if there were no devil, is for man to be left without the discipline of the Most High. Man has no power of himself to discern, my brothers and sisters, all that is the righteousness of the kingdom of Yah. The way of the kingdom of the Most High, peace with the Most High. My brothers and sisters, is a standard. It's an ideal. It is declared at the mind of the king. It's declared at the mind of the creator. That all his people must conform to that one true and living way. My brothers and sisters, it is already told to us. Hebrews 3rd and 4th. The works, the plan, the conscience after which the Most High requires that all his people must conform was established from the very foundation of the world. And it was always that word that is the gospel. Meaning, if the Most High declared from the very beginning the standard after which there will be peace, the gospel, the scriptures even say this third. It does say this, my brothers and sisters. The Most High already declared from the very beginning what is the expectation of man. Realize, my brothers and sisters, there is no contradiction in the word of Yah. There is no contradiction. And by contradiction, I mean, there is no contentions, opposition, a verbiage or idea. Contradiction does not exist in the word of the Most High. Controversy, contradictive ideas, verse, does not exist in the word of Yah. Nevertheless, men have looked at all the diverse ideas that are taught among the churches, I regret to say, and have dared to call that the word of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, regretfully, men have dared to call this mass of controversies that is some 45,000 denominations and across 280 nations. Men have dared to call that, my brothers and sisters, the church. Sad that so many have disregarded, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has decreed. Many have hardly understood at all what the Most High through Messiah was saying when he said such word as, upon this rock I will build my church. What do you think it means, my brothers and sisters, when he talks about it in the last days, many will find out that the house that they had called, if you will, a church or the word of the Most High, or if you will, the church in which they thought prophets of the Most High dwelt. Talk about Matthew, Matthias, 7:13 to 28, as it relates to Isaiah 28. Many will find out that what they had been taught, what they had believed, was not built upon that solid rock, on a faulty foundation. What do I mean by that? My brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. If all the institutions that men have called churches today, but true to the foundation of what concerning what Messiah meant when he said, upon this rock I will build my church. My brothers and sisters, you wouldn't have 45,000 denominations out here. You wouldn't have people by default looking at all these contradictions and believing the Most High compromises his will. You wouldn't have people believing 45,000 denominations out here across 280 nations. You wouldn't believe. You wouldn't have people believing that they could find solidarity, steadfastness, or confirmity among the Most High. After this multitude of institutions, all prophecy says in advance, warned us in advance. No question about it. I said warned us in advance that when Messiah appears, he would have to reprove every single institution of man. None of them before him and all things viable. I repeat, none of them in all things viable. The prophecies say it again and again. Psalms 2, Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Isaiah 59, Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, four good examples. If I refine it a bit, Isaiah 59, 8 through 19 through 20, reading out through the 16th and 12th verse. All of Psalms 2 talks about how the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High, against his anointed, saying to those that the desire that what is the law of the Most High, they cast aside from us, from them. No desire, after seeking to preserve their pulpits and thrones, to be true to the Most High. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Again, I will tell you all that is required. For there would be a devil if there were none. Is man to be left without the discipline of the Most High? Pronated to lie. Pronated to act as an obstacle against the awakening of another soul. Pronated, my brothers and sisters, to dissuade the minds of men not to be able to believe the truth for a multitude of lies to which they are surrounded. My brothers and sisters, Most High one day soon will seek the restitution and reconstruction of all things according to all that he has spoken from the mouth of his prophets since the world began. And I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said that plan is from the very foundation of the world. It does not change. Read Malachi 3. Man hasn't even known what to wait for. The Messiah comes to restore righteousness as of old. He says that the wickedness of their rulers is that they have compelled men to believe that after all manner of diverse doctrine, everyone walking after his evil or deviant way, that is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, that he delights in such. And for this reason, most have not discerned the need. I said, for this reason, most have not discerned the need to seek him for whom you should be waiting. Talk about the Lord whom you seek. You will reprove all these pastors. I call them pastors, bastard pastors, undisciplined leaders who mislead the people. He said, he for whom you're waiting, after which his people shall renew their strength. There'll be no renewing of strength until, indeed, my brother says, all these false rulers are proven foolish. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, relates that there's no question about it. If we are wise, we would understand that the Most High must remove the obstacle. Isaiah 59 tells us that when the enemy should come in like a flood, in other words, the systems of man that would prevent men from understanding the truth should come in like a flood, the Most High must lift up a standard against them. He must lift up an insight. Brothers and sisters, understand what I mean by that? He must lift up an ensign, because man, in the multitude of his claimant authority, is not able to quickly discern, nor are men so quickly galvanized amidst the multitude of pretenders to discern what indeed is the declared will, thoughts, the Most High. I talked a little bit earlier about the book of Hebrews. Hebrews tells us that the works, the plan, the foundation, the expectation of the Most High from the very foundation of the world, meaning that that word, my brothers and sisters, will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. That's exactly what those scriptures mean. It means, my brothers and sisters, that we must discern that the Most High will not accept unto himself anyone who would not discern his word as he did from the beginning. He would not accept unto himself anyone who would twist that word outside of his content and character. He would not accept unto himself, my brother and sisters, anyone who would dissuade his brother not to seek the fullness of what is the thoughts and intents of divine mind and heart, true to all that would guide his people after one consensus that they follow him wherever he would lead. Please read, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 14 and understand what it means when it says the patience of the saints is they who keep the commandments of Yah to the faith of Yeshua. If you know that Yeshua certainly should have come as the Kurdi, don't even understand that title. To reprove all your rulers for wherever it is they've misled the people, to make the crooked places straight, to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, those that men call wise, prove foolish the wisdom of men and call prudent, to establish a shepherdship after which the people must follow, to establish them, it says, on a firm foundation. I'm talking about Isaiah 44:20-45:6. To show that there's only one Lord. What do I mean by one Lord? One consummate standard bearer. One consummate standard, my brothers and sisters, after which men are found to be preserved. A lot to talk about there. I want you to understand, for instance, the scripture says, he who endures and keeps my works to the end shall be saved, would have better been translated. He who endures, perseveres, is steadfast, will not fall away, will not fall back. To learn, keep, guard, maintain, defend, preserve the fullness of what his conscience reveals. Oh, I said what his conscience reveals. That it not be twisted or perverted in any way after the short-sightedness of men. He would keep, preserve like you would a child unto its maturity. He would keep, preserve, maintain, and defend the knowledge of his conscience and their, his instruction. Like I said, and say, keep the commandments of Yah after the faith of Yeshua. Faith of Yeshua. Yeshua comes to reprove all the misconceits of a whole world. Say, he who endures, keeps, preserve, maintains, defend, guards the sanctity of a holy word. To the end means the same thing, holiness that is divinely required. They put down in your King James Version, shall be saved. How about the idea kept safe? That's what the word really means. It means to be kept safe, meaning that in a day of judgment, he must remove every obstacle. 1 Corinthians 3rd say, Yahweh, whoever defiles the temple, Yahweh will destroy. Why? You cannot preserve, my brothers and sisters, a vessel which would preserve a misleading testimony. And many of they who have been made after the misconceits of the rulers, prideful not to realize what the judgment ultimately is. It reveals the discretion, my brothers and sisters. The day of judgment reveals the discretion the world had not known. And the Most High will indeed, by his word, discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts, who is humble and meek enough to understand, because it will demand humility on the part of every soul to accept that word. My brothers and sisters, most have not even begun to understand what the Most High meant when he spoke of building his church. When he said, upon this rock, this foundation. Hey, my brothers and sisters, most don't even have a clue as to what that ground is. The early church, my brothers and sisters, I know that a lot of your pastors sit back and talk to you about the word they wanted to use for church, the word ecclesia, Greek word. But do they really want to tell you fully what is the word that was used by the Hebrews? That Greece, in seeking to overcome, in fact, in that they did overthrow the Persian Empire, borrowed a word for the concept of a master, a Lord supreme that is one. Being polytheists, they had no word to relate the idea of a single supreme being. They had no concept, my brothers and sisters, of a pure monotheism. They didn't have a word, my brothers and sisters, started one either, after the will of one. That's why they gave you this title, Christ. They took away from you the title, Kurdi. For them, a Christ or a Soter was one who preserved all the ideas of all the varying gods of Greece and Rome. The anointed of many, therefore an unclean spirit, even a multitude of the contradictions that all the pagan gods of Rome and Greece were. That's why they gave you that title, Christ, the total corruption, the They took away from me the title, Kurti, the anointed one, righteous, just one. There can't be a righteous one unless there is an absolute, pure, and perfect standard that must be the common understanding, the common requirement of the Most High upon all. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that when Messiah appears, apparently the whole world is in darkness. This is what the early church knew, that when Messiah appears, the whole world would have fallen away from faith in the will of one, trusting in the diversities of many, insulting the Most High as if to believe that he would compromise up the will of all the diverse kings and rulers of the earth. It's an absolute insult against his name. I'll show you this word ecclesia. They say it means a called out body. Wow. My brothers and sisters, they tell you the title that was used for church. In fact, there are some places in Europe to this day that are kirks. Oh, there's so much I need to tell you about this. The article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectations, speaks of it. Like, for instance, a place called Dunkirk. I mean, the dune or the hill upon which the church stands. Wow. Did they tell you about the title for church that was used in the East? One of the titles being, well, the Greeks twisted it a little bit and came up with this word. Let me put it down here for you. Maybe I can put it up in the chat. It'll tell you the word. Kyriake. Another word, Kyrikon. Another word, there's a word that was used for Lord, a master, in fact, supreme being. It's a word that the Greeks adopted from the monotheist Persians for Lord. But how many understand, my brothers and sisters, from whence that title came? How many want to know? However, if you look in a good dictionary and look on the word church, I want you to look at the letters. CH is a K, same thing. R, well, we got that in Kyrikon. Understand that CH is a K. That's the word the church came from, Kyriake. At least the church, that's what the words finally became, Kyriase, Kyrikon, Kyrios. Another word they used for church one time, depending on what you're talking about earlier, a latter Greek, is the word Ceres. How many, my brothers and sisters, want to know where that term came from? In your King James Version in Isaiah, King James Version, Isaiah 45, chapters 44 to 45, the Most High speaks about what he calls his shepherd. Your King James Version, they put down the word Cyrus. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that his empire was called Kurdistan, or Kurdistan for a reason. The early church, my brothers and sisters, were called Christians. They were called Kurdishanya, if you will. Kur, son, Tisrai, Shah, king. Messiah was called the King of the East in Revelation. Revelation 16:12. People need to understand who it is that bore that title. Again, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article that you seriously need to look up, my brothers and sisters. Because without the knowledge of the foundation the early church knew, that called men out from the world to seek safety from the wrath that is to come. Without understanding why the one called the King of the East comes. My brothers and sisters, men do not have sufficient impetus to realize how much they must diligently seek the Most High. Because the one called the Kurdi, who Yeshua is, must silence every lie and only truth be known. Isaiah 41 speaks of him saying, keep silent before me, O your owls. Isaiah 49. And listen to me, O you nations. Why? Because there's no peace after the law, any lawless or less than sufficient ideal. No peace after rulers who won't tell you the whole truth. And the scriptures in every case says that he comes to reprove your rulers. Pastors, priests, rabbis, hey, all the same. But they have not taught you what you need to know, that you might seek indeed to be preserved. It's time we understand that word, my brothers and sisters, relating that the concept they use for the church and the ancient term they use for the believers. Tell you that they understood Messiah as the one called the King of the East. Tell you why, my brothers and sisters, in, for instance, Luke 1:78, some texts call him the day spring from on high, some call him sunrise. In what translation you read, you need to look the ones from the scrolls, you'll see the term sunrise. It means King of the East, my brothers and sisters. It relates to that one in Malachi that is called the Son of Righteousness who arises. Malachi 4:2. The one who's called Angel from the Rising Sun, Angel meaning King. Revelation 7:2. Who has the seal and confirmation of the Most High, proven then trustworthy. The scripture says he's rising in the sun. Revelation 19 says he's standing in the sun. It means he has risen to the place of his power. Called faithful and true. Hey, he already is confirmed, having the seal of the Most High. He declares the word, my brothers and sisters, after which no one without it can be confirmed true to the Most High. Without it, no one can be called steadfast unto the Most High. Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, why he is called the word of Yah? My brothers and sisters, he is called by that name that he might declare as an ensign, as a standard bearer. The testimony after which man may be confirmed true to the one Most High. Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, to seek this one? How about the fifth chapter? Let's start on back a little bit. Isaiah, fifth chapter, 5:20 through 26. So the Most High says he will lift up an ensign to a nation far away, a great nation far away. Hosea 11:10 says that nation is to the west. He will roar like a lion, indeed he will roar, and his sons will come trembling from the west. So that distant nation, a great nation to the west, my brothers and sisters, is from whence he shall arise. Isaiah 11 says he will lift up an ensign to the nations. A second time, but to gather Israel from all the nations they've been scattered. Who did that before, my brothers and sisters? You need to ask that question. Scripture says he will slay and expose all the wicked. In other words, every false he will expose and destroy by the spirit of his mouth, the testimony of his mouth. Isaiah 11, my brothers and sisters, related in 2 Thessalonians is a latter-day prophecy. Who is willing to understand? Isaiah 59:19-21 says he must lift up a standard against all who would teach the form of doctrine that would dissuade his people. Isaiah 49 says he would come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. People back to him. Give me a mouth like a sharp sword that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. As I said, bring his people back to him, declare what is honorable before the Most High, declare what is salvation, deliverance from every false standard, even to the ends of the earth. The name Yeshua, 1:21 Matthew, relates that he would deliver their sins. How about every misallegiance? Here, my brothers and sisters, the 22nd and 23rd verses of that same chapter 49 says he will lift up his hand to the nation, he will set his standard to the peoples. But he said also, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 26, really need that 9th through 13th verse. It relates again and again, my brothers and sisters, to those who sought to do good works. How about this, by the way, my brothers and sisters? Those who really wanted to know the truth and were diligent to pursue it, knowing that the truth could not be a multitude of contradictions, who would not insult to call themselves wise without affirmation from him. He said, those who sought to do good works, who wanted to know the truth, that they might obey the Most High, would not be satisfied with compromise. He said, they will see when his hand is raised, but the wicked, the lawless, those who could be satisfied with something less, he said, they would not see, but they shall see when the Most High shows forth the zeal he has for the cause of his people. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there are many who would like to be satisfied with being comforted in a world of mass contradictions. You should understand something. Mass contradictions, mass controversy is not the word of Yah. Mass contradiction, mass controversy is not a body of believers called out from the world, but are still yet worldly, still yet carnal, still, my brothers and sisters, found unstable to send forth the righteous word or to communicate fully righteous word. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. Most had told me long ago, I repeat, Most High told me long ago, one of the first things he said to me. He said that if I could believe, anyone can believe, for that matter, that a multitude of contradictions are worthy. I repeat, if anybody can believe that a multitude of contradictions are worthy to be called the work of his spirit, he said such a one cannot be a disciple unto him. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. I want to know, also, somebody let me know, make sure we're still being heard. I want you to consider something. I'll repeat again what I just said to you. Most I told me directly, if any man can believe that a multitude of these contradictions we see in the world today, if men can believe that these are the work of his spirit, I said, if men can believe that these are the work of his spirit, they cannot be disciples unto him. You would need to ask, whose disciples are they who can accept the multitude of contradictions as the word of Yah? What it means, thank you, Mom B, for letting me know. I want you to understand something. A multitude of contradictions wrought after worldly and pollution and partiality. Multiple contradictions cannot be a call. It's not that called out body. Not that they preserve the lie. Not if they preserve the intrusions, the traditions, the misaffiliations, the illusions, my brothers and sisters, ill vision, the blindness. That is the teachings of this world. That's not the church at all. For my brothers and sisters, many, when Messiah said, they understood. We say, you said, upon this rock I will build my church, that he is the Kurdee. One who exposed or every lie, knew they had to come to the sanction, to the sanctity of the knowledge that was being taught in the church, that was being taught by the apostles, that were anointed to teach all things, no lie in it. They ran to the sanctity of the church because they knew that no vessel that preserved a lie would be preserved in the day of judgment. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? No vessel that would preserve, no human being who would preserve a lie will be preserved in the day of judgment, because the Most High will have peace for his people. And any soul that was unwilling to seek the truth, that would seek the creation of any of this world's illusions, will be able to stand. The Most High must remove the obstacles that will stand against the redemption of his people. For he has promised peace to a people who will believe. There's a reason why the scripture said such things as, they who believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah. Whoever believes in him, that they might not perish, but have eternal life. My brothers and sisters, there's no eternal life. When they talk about eternal life, they talk about an eternal word. From the beginning is the word eternal. It is in harmony with Yah. It is life. Read the first four verses of Yohanan, John, first chapter. The gift of eternal life, my brothers and sisters, are those who have gained the eternal word. No contradictions in it. Without that word, my brothers and sisters, no man is delivered. Without that word, no man is assured that in the day of judgment he will be preserved. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. To hear me, and I want you to hear me well. Revelation 9 and 4. I said Revelation 9 and 4 relates that only those who have the seal of the Most High, confirmed true to his covenant, will be preserved in wrath. Our brothers and sisters, there's a reason why, as I said before, men discerning that a day of judgment must come that will slay the wicked. How about every lie and liar? How about whoever would preserve the lie? Hey, because they understood this, they ran to the safety. It was offered by a church. Let's just say, by those, my brothers and sisters, offered unto those whom the Most High himself had called. Joel 2:32. Come to pass in the last days, all they who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. Call what? Call to himself out from the lies and illusions of this world, that he might establish a holy kingdom, that he might establish a kingdom of peace. He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, we preserve those who would stand against the hope of that peace. What do you think the adversary does? From the very beginning, he's offered a counterfeit, a pretense, that men worship after the ideals of another and not the Most High, as indeed truly he is. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That has always been the way of the adversary, to steal and rob from the Most High whatever could be deceived. There's a need to have a strong foundation, my brothers and sisters. A foundation the world has by and large for a very long time, and the adversary knew if he could destroy that precept from the mind, so many could be left gullible, believing that somehow they could be delivered after a multitude of worldly treacheries with which the Most High can never be pleased. All my brothers and sisters, those who believe knew and understood the meaning of the scripture. The way it's translated now is misleading to many. How about Romans, 10th chapter? The verse which reads, Messiah is the end of the law to those who believe. How is it that men have been so base and so foolish and so irreverent, disgustingly, insultingly, base, beastly, enough to believe they would convert unto the Most High by the putting away of divine law? Most High said his word is eternal and endures forever. It does not change. It will perform all that for which he sent it. Been so gullible, trusting what they see, believing their rulers were somehow the blessed, when all their rulers have been as obstacles against their even respecting the Most High. They've dared to believe it's divine law that was put away that men could be saved, delivered from the world, while your rulers who preserve their personal pulpits and thrones is more concerned about that than the deliverance and the reconciliation and the healing of a people. Think about it. He said the nation needed to be converted. That was the rulers as well. Think about it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. A people, the Most High would consecrate unto themselves. Can they remain subject under the variant rulers of this world? multitudes of nations and denominations? Can they remain under varying rulers who are contentious and competitive under the preservation of institutionalities? Can they be subject, my brothers and sisters, to all these partialities after which men contend? Every partial standard is a division. Can they be made one? Can they be made whole? Can they be made true to the will of one while subject to a multitude of variant rulers who divide them after miscreant allegiances, which were never true in their oath unto the Most High? My brothers and sisters, no man makes an oath unto the Most High, presuming himself wise. No man makes an oath unto the Most High, except the varying institutions of this world are wise. Most High told you, my brothers and sisters, what he would do. How? In fact, in scripture it's declared what he would do, how he would do it, who he would do it through, how you might recognize him even in the context of you will reconcile the world again to himself. What you have not known, my brothers and sisters, by and large, what the early church knew, is that all the rulers would hate that one, would do everything they could to prevent discerning that one. Think about it. Isaiah 28 relates the idea that he would speak even a foreign language, the scripture says. It means the people that he first seeks to deliver are in a foreign land. Under a foreign orientation, not discerning truly the ways of the kingdom of Yah. And because they were in an alternate orientation, neglectful, controlling body of knowledge that sought to preserve darkness rather than light, many will find that they never, after the ascent of the institutions of man, ever had the precepts necessary to understand or catch, if you will, or grasp the very high implications of his teaching and word. It's a fool. I will say again, it's an abject fool who does not understand that all the Most High has said, he says nothing without reason. Magnitudinal reason, billions of reasons why everything he has said is so. But there are fools out here who listen to these damn bastard pastors, make me very angry at times, who tell you what the Most High said is simple, as if the Most High is simple-minded. That they're not compelled to seek the Most High for what the scripture calls his word being line upon line, precept upon precept, of high implication, so very high implication, that he says his word is, you hear what I said? He said, your thoughts have not been like his thoughts. Your ways have not been like his ways. He says, to whom shall he teach knowledge to make the understand the report? Because you've been under rulers of a miscreant, devilish orientation, would never teach you what the Most High would teach you if you only understood and believed that faith means that you must have for the truth. The truth of the world will not tell. That's why the scripture says he must send forth his Holy Spirit. If the leaders were prepared to tell you this truth, you would not have to send forth the Spirit to bring to remembrance the world. A long time, my brothers and sisters, in all its institutions, seeking to comfort men after their ungodliness. He would not have had to send his Spirit to speak what others would not. He would not have to send to speak what others would not. If the rulers were truly converted, I will say to you again, and I've spoken about it many times, Messiah said he made no petition for the worldly, make no petition for those who don't want the absolute truth, make no petition for not the Most High for all truth that is necessary that his word be guarded and maintained in the sanctity of his initial meaning. Yohanan 14:15-27 talks about the way of peace that the Messiah gives. And he says, not of the world, not of the world of compromise. So you must guard, preserve, maintain, and defend the conscience that he reveals of himself directly. That's what faith comes from, hearing a word from the Most High directly himself. He said, it makes no petition for the worldly, those who can be satisfied with worldly addiction. Makes no petition for them. But he said, for those who would preserve, if they had his word, would preserve it, maintain it in the sanctity. He said he would petition, pray the Father for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which he said the worldly would not receive. Well, I want you to think. 17th chapter of Yohanan, 9th verse said, I make no request for the world, make only request for those who receive his word, who would humble themselves to receive, to hear, to know there's need to grasp the word at a greater dimension than just what is on surface. Because brothers and sisters, so many have words of the Most High twist them entirely out of context, that men have been led along a multitude of errant paths after which there is no peace. Errant paths after which they would never find the whole truth necessary to be, let's just say, converge and commune as one. Men have walked along multiple paths, my brothers and sisters, in which they said, never know. Faulty foundation, my brothers and sisters. For had they had that foundation, men would better understand. It is quite foolish, disgustingly insulting on the part of men that they refuse to understand the Most High. I remember one pastor that one time even told me he's not that picky. A brother and sister, the Most High is supreme order. You don't have order without a law, my brothers and sisters. You can't take that law and slide it into your own ideas and call it justice, lest you blaspheme and insult the name of the one Most High. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, they want to talk to you. Oftentimes I heard in church, they want to talk about the word ecclesia. They haven't want to tell you the fullness of what that word kurios means. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, for those who understand it, the ancient Medo-Persian Empire that was founded, the Most High founded through the one he called the Kurdi, who Yeshua is. Yeah, that one called Cyrus the Great is Yeshua before he came 2,000 years ago. Ancients knew he'd come three times. That might sound strange to you, but I'm telling you now, Isaiah 24 says he comes in the last days to deliver his people out of a Babylon west. Isaiah 45 relates he comes first to deliver his people out of a Babylon to the east of Israel. And in the interim of time, my brothers and sisters, he comes to deliver his people, or even to give his life to show that the leadership had been faulty. I didn't say the law of the Most High, I said the administrators had been faulty. Give his life that men might discern the need to seek beyond the rulers. Scripture says he comes every time to do exactly that. The early church knew Messiah would come, my brothers and sisters, to a world falling short of the knowledge of the truth. They knew the Messiah would come to a world, my brothers and sisters, wherein the saints who knew the truth had been slaughtered long ago. That he would have come to restore the knowledge of a covenant. There is no covenant after a multitude of varying ideas. Did you hear what I said to you earlier, my brothers and sisters? I've said it many times in this show. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 4. Said if there's strife and divisions among you, you are worldly. That's not the church. That's not that called out body that's called out beyond all these lies. How can there be a multitude of lies in these institutions after the varied rulers of the varied rule of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers that hide the truth from you? How can that, my brothers and sisters, be the institution after which you find safety? I'm very thankful to the Most High that many years ago, and I've talked about this, he showed me one time in the midst of it'd take a little while to talk about that. He put me in a situation at the beginning of the dream. Where I was in the midst of a desert. Very, very foggy. Couldn't see anything. Could barely see my own shoes. And the clearing, it was a great building, like a castle. I thought it was the only thing that was some type of safety in, so I started to walk forward. He told me to look closely and told me, this is Babylon. He made it plain to me that there's nothing to be really trusted in but the hearing of his voice. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, scriptures tell you in Matthew 24, well, how about Matthew 28, in context of, Matthew 7:13-28. Talks about how people can't deliver themselves in Isaiah 40. Talks about Isaiah 28, they're gonna find out they didn't have the precepts which to understand. Zephaniah 3, how about Zephaniah 2:15-3:6, 3:8. How about going all the way to the 13th verse, relates to Messiah comes, people gonna find out they didn't have the precepts in these institutions necessary to comprehend it. And when the Most High does what he must to get men's attention, then will they begin to understand. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the time that we have left. It appears, let me do this. I might need to try to see if I can grasp a little bit more time. Let's see what I can do here. Okay, I believe we got it. Heaven help us all. So many things people have not known. In fact, you know, amazed at how many folks actually believe the Messiah gave his life so men could continue to lie, preserve a lie all their lives, never knowing the law of the Most High, never knowing his ways, but feeling somehow to be preserved because they went to somebody's pretentious so-called church that could never deliver them out from the things of this world the Most High said he must destroy. What does it say in 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter? Say, whoever defiles the temple, Yah will destroy. Whoever dissuades the brethren, my brothers and sisters, whether willingly or unwillingly, Yah will have to silence their voices, that his people might hear him. That's what it means when it says, keep silence before me, let my people renew their strength. And the scripture says, kings will be like dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. That's what it means. But like I said, so many have felt no need to wait for the coming of the ensign, the standard bearer of the Most High said he would send. Because they've been tricked by the rulers to believe that they had nothing to wait for, as if they already had it after a multitude of worldly contradictions. Many have not heard the book of Jacob, they call James, actually said this kind, because of this kind of insult, trusting in double-minded rulers, more concerned about pulpits and thrones than the sanctity and the reconciliation of a people. Scripture tells you in advance, my brothers and sisters, that because of their double-minded agendas, they were not worthy to receive the Spirit of the Most High, and what they offered you, my brothers and sisters, was never all that is necessary for you to find a place of safety. Scripture said, let no man consider himself so wise before the time. Man, consider himself wise after this world, lest he be found a fool. Let no man think he is wise after a multitude of contradictions, lest he be a fool. The Most High told me, what is his definition of fool? He said, anyone who would not, how about anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would defy or stand against him, who would not hearken him, is a fool. He told me, if any man can trust the multitude of contradictions, cannot be a disciple unto him. Most time, my brothers and sisters, offers favor, mercy, grace, knowledge to those who can believe him, knowing that he is one, knowing that he does not compromise his word for anyone, lest all his efforts be in vain. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High intends to bring to bear everything that he declared that he would, and he will not refrain for the sake of any soul. In fact, my brothers and sisters, those who love the truth would dare to say that even if they never find the truth, let Yah be true. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Even if they never personally find the truth, let Yah and all his word be true. For only those who are willing to say such a thing have any hope of a right under the kingdom of Yah. Ah, How many will understand this, my brothers and sisters? How many will understand this? How many will comprehend? How many will comprehend that they do not so easily fall gullible to the ruler of this earth, who defy and would have the people never know the truth? Most I told me every lie half-truth man believes is an obstacle against discerning the truth. Every immature perspective can be an obstacle if men become proud of it against discerning the greater truth. Kyriake, Kyrios. Messiah will require of mankind according to all the Most High's decreed. So whoever not hearken to him when he comes as a prophet in the last days, Acts 3:18 through 23, be cut off from among the people. His word. Yes, my brothers and sisters, his word will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Anyone who will be to call themselves justified after a lesser word will never, never be found worthy. I said, anyone who will be seek to be justified after a lesser word will never be found worthy. For my brothers and sisters, God doesn't change his identity for anyone. And it's not the love of Yah that anyone would expect him to. Scripture said, let not man consider himself so wise before the time. Most High, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Oh, where did they get that scripture from? And then shall every man discern how to. It really means honor the Most High. You'll magnify the law and make it honorable. Teach the truth, line upon line, precept upon precept, in a manner that men will not be inclined to offer to the Most High anything less than all that he has forever required. Anything less is babbling, my brother says. Anything less is confusion. Anything less is deception. Anything less, my brother and sisters, is a vain, acceptable offering. It's the reason why his Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. It's the reason why the scripture said of Messiah, he will come to teach us all things. Brother says, Most High, I'm not going to accept anything less. One time I was seeking very deeply in the word, and I remember him telling me directly, he knows what manner of spirit he gave me. Either you seek all my will, or you can stop right now. Well, my brothers and sisters, if you're not willing to seek all his will, I would say something to sound a little harsh to you. But the same thing is, do not pass go. Place you can go, and it's the only place you will. Either you seek all his will, or you're not worthy to call upon his name. For his name declares him as all in everything that he is. Anything else is a false oath. You break the law on any point, it's a reason for contention. The Most High will not have it in the kingdom of peace that he intends. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's need to understand. The ancient empire that was called Kurdistan, or sometimes the word Kuristan. Stan meaning land, township of, social orientation of. It is better need to understand the scripture where it says he will destroy whoever seeks to preserve the ways of the city. I'm talking about Numbers 24:14-17-19. Messiah will subdue all nations. Numbers 24:14-17-19. He will subdue all the nations. Scripture says that would preserve the ways of the city. That's the way it should have been translated. Preserve any false standard, any false orientation. Revelation 16:12-21 says when he exposes all the rulers who are gathered at a particular place, a city it speaks of. It would expose all the rulers and all the cities and social coalescences of the nations should fall because people will find out that after them, they never had a foundation. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that those of the early church who understood those scriptures with regard to that city, miniature example of the world, all those who understood, my brothers and sisters, and the Most High sends Messiah to bring an end to wherever it is men have been dissuaded, but comprehend the rock foundation upon which he built the church. What do you think he meant when the scripture says he would say to many, because they walked after false prophets, those who never taught the whole truth? He said, keep away from me, you, I never knew you. My brothers and sisters, drawing to him is safety. What do you think being cast away from him is? Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, what is the reality? That which I'm entrusted to do. Why didn't they tell you all these things? Is it because, my brothers and sisters, they didn't care about your survival and the judgment that is to come? We talked about that, idea about quarter stand. Let me finish that. There's so many things I could tell you about. I guess I got to admit, maybe I'm a bit combust in my integrated knowledge of these things, but that's what it does. Quarterstein. The Greeks wanted to call it Anatolia, land of the east, land of the sunrise, east. Stein, Quarterstein. The one who started that kingdom was called King of the East. Zephaniah. How about Zechariah? Let's go there. Zechariah 3 and 8. Zechariah 6 and 12 calls him the branch, calls him Messiah, calls him the Revelation 22, 16, the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. You need to ask the question why. Need to understand the question why. I understand the reason why. Quarterstein, my brothers and sisters, was a church. It was people who expected the return of the King of the East. The people in the East, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand something. Rome did not come into the East to bring the faith, but to corrupt and destroy it. But where men began to believe that the standards of the rulers was their preservation. Our brothers and sisters, they only found their damnation. Double-minded leaders having ultimate other ideals. Most High said they could never receive fully the word of the Most High. He said he needed to make a request for them. What then, my brothers and sisters, about those who preserve the institutions of man that would remain an obstacle against the people of Yah, ever becoming truly in all things after one consent and one knowledge, one. He said you should worship none else but he. You should honor none else but he. In other words, no other standard should you call honorable. No other standard should you call justice. My brothers and sisters, men have made oaths unto the Most High, they said, but under the constraints of variant rulers who would never the fullness, or declare the fullness of his word. You all even went as far as to say, long before he was elected, that he wouldn't let an obscure verse in Romans stand against his agenda. They have you put your hand, they say, swear you in on the Bible. Do you not understand what that really is? They're not swearing to uphold the Bible. They say they swear they uphold all the Constitution. They're going to teach, if they speak in reference to the Bible, it's also always under the constraints of a man-made Constitution that has no foundation through the Yah at all. This multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, is not the word of Yah. This multitude of contradictions, church. The multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, is not an institution that looks forward to coming a Messiah to declare a standard absolute. This institution that men have called the church, 2 Thessalonians says, after the intrusions of the rulers, men would prove they had not a great love of the truth. That those who believe the lie, who prefer to believe the lie, who prefer to believe unrighteous, prefer to believe compromised and fallen standards would be damned. What else do you think a multitude of fallen standards, partial standards, is but division, but damnation? It's not the church. Sisters, long story short, I will repeat again to you. The Most High told me, if any man can believe in a multitude of contradictions or the work of his spirit that would teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, show what is to be or what is to come in the future, to reprove all and rebuke all sin. How about every institutionality that would divide his people? Rebuke every fatally flattering institution that would cause people to become proud and the lack of understanding. Well, he said, if you can trust these institutions, it means you never trusted the Most High as one. You insulted his name. You called him a liar. You cursed his name and expect to yet be delivered by him. It's because men have not believed that Yah is one, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned the greater truths for many generations. It may sound like a hard word, but I'm just telling you the truth. It may sound like a very hard word, but I can only tell you the truth. That for many, many generations now, I wish I had time to explain to you more about that article on my website, article called, Hidden at hiddengospel.com. I'll put it up in the chat. There's an article there called Great Tribulation, or Tribulation, Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD. Your leaders are not going to tell you this, but quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, hardly any, if any at all, souls have been found true, sufficient, steadfast in the word of the Most High to be sealed and confirmed unto salvation for many generations, almost now 2 millennia. I want you to understand something. If the Most High were to speak to most people, let me explain it to you this way. I one time asked the Most High, because I was moving around a lot of churches and giving a lot of people a lot of information and trying to speak as much as I could. Most High, one time I was walking to a particular church, and the Most High said, they will see me as I am, what they love me still. Most High says he is the great I am that I am, when he is, where he is, everything that he is, nothing that he is not. Want you to understand, I talked to him about the churches. I said something to him about the churches. He said his people aren't in there. He said if he were to tell them his word, they would not believe. Why? Because they've been somebody else's disciple. Somebody else's student. Because if they'd been taught by him and hearing his word, they would receive it. He said his people aren't in there. Those are not his church. He says he dwells in those who tremble at his word. What did Messiah say? I make no request for the world, but those who receive his word. My brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of folks who sit back and tell you about, hey, they're not, this man says, that one says, what the Most High said, but when a man comes along and tells them what the Most High says and shows them all the things that they have not heard before, they can't believe that this is the word of the Most High because they haven't heard it from a man. That is asinine stupidity. Such insanity as that, the Most High cannot, will not, shall not, never will sanction is worthy unto his kingdom. He said, come, let us reason together. My brothers and sisters, you can't believe the greater truths of the Most High unless you dwell in the reason beyond yourself. When he said, come, let us reason together, that means him as the reference point. Please understand, he said, only if you're willing to reason together, to discern fully as one his word, Well, you eat of the good of the land, but if not, it said you deliver you to the sword, and the Most High has spoken it. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture said these things. To know what it said and not know why it says, to miss the point is to fall short of the goal. No one who cannot prove that if the greater words of the Most High were spoken to them, that they would receive them and not reject them and cause contentions and schisms among the people will be found confirmed, steadfast, or worthy. Do I need to repeat that? When the Most High speaks a word to his people in the last days, no one who will contend against that word and his personal agendas and insolence will be found worthy to move in the midst of his people. He will not have in the midst of anyone who will contend with his word, but those who will understand. And it's another fool. I'm going to tell you that now. If when these things are spoken to you, if you pretend you understand and don't know to ask greater questions, because there's a lot of folks who say and let a whole lot of truth go right by them and pretend to understand rather than ask the question they need to understand rightly. That arrogance leaves again a man without discipline. I remember long ago, the Most High first began to talk to me. He told me a magnificent truth. I've talked about it on the show before. He talked to me about why he even made man. He told me something about a spiritual battery principle. Man was supposed to be interjected with the spirit of the Most High to receive the thoughts and ideas of the Most High. And that alone being his conscience, being his faith, that alone being his zeal. That after the love of this truth and performing after this truth, he might, with his very conscience, replicate it into the Most High, reflect into the Most High, in fact, in his physical being, the very thoughts of the Most High back to him in communion. And any aberrant idea outside of that, my brothers and sisters, is not a worthy vessel. He explains magnitudinal things to me one day. He told me the purpose of man, why he said you must worship him in spirit and truth. He didn't say worship, but he said worship me in vain, or according to the vanities of man, something that is insufficient and unworthy to be called an offering. When you teach and keep a doctrine of the commandments of men, the instructions of men. What did he say? The instructions of many men after a different idea? That's not his instruction, not his instruction. Come on, please understand, people. And I remember the next day he told me or explained to me another dimension of what he had told me the day before. And I had been walking around. I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, I was walking around so high on the truth that he had told me because it gave me a sense of purpose, something to pursue. And the sense of knowingness that he was showing it to me. I know I didn't get that from any man, what he told me. He told me something more about that very truth he told me the day before. And I remember exactly, I almost put my feet in that same spot. And I was so stunned by the next dimension of the truth that he told me that I was utterly, completely shocked. And it made everything that I thought I'd known at that point, comparatively speaking, look quite infantile, quite immature. And I was literally stunned to realize at that moment there's a much greater magnitude to what the Most High said than what appears on the surface. And he told me straight out, he said, if you contemplated and asked more and sought with the right questions, more about what I told you yesterday, he said, what I told you today would not be so much of a surprise to you. Brothers and sisters, I dare to say that Psalms 14 and Psalm 53 actually says, if we are to understand it wisely, that the Most High said that in the these latter days he's looked upon the sons of men and not discerned, or let's just say, my brothers and sisters, seen among men. And if he says he did not see it, believe me, it's not there. He said, he looked upon the sons of men. And he said, according to Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, he didn't see anyone who discerned. That's what it should be translated at. Anyone who discerns how much more they needed to seek Yah, because they've all followed after hypocrites, evildoers. What is a hypocrite? One who, look at the word hippo, hypocrite, hypocrisis. That's where the word comes from. The word means it's a lesser rule. They're so satisfied with a lesser standard. They didn't realize the need to seek the Most High. So the scripture says there's none that does good. The word good means whole and complete and acceptable. No, not one. So the scriptures actually say the Messiah himself must come to reestablish that standard. See, in the day that he comes, who out of Zion comes to bring salvation to Israel? How about, my brothers and sisters, deliverance from all these faulty standards that divide our people after a multitude of false pride of ideals, and faulty agendas that can never bring peace. The only offering the Most High will accept of this world is peace. He said, if people will not know his ways, the way is peace, the orientation of his kingdom, will not enter into his rest, his peace. Do you think that after all the variant ideals and standards of the nation, men will have peace with a people that they never knew? He said, you must remember the law that he gave his servant Moshe that drew his people together. He said, listen to me now, my brothers and sisters. He said, you restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. Malachi 4. Before can come that great, they put down great and dreadful day. My brother says, what it really means, before there could ever be peace, you must remember the ways of the ancient Hebrew fathers. For my brother says, the Most High intends that all his people from beginning to eternity who would be true to his will must be on the same page. My brothers and sisters, he said, before the great and dreadful day, it means before the day of wrath that will bring forth finally peace. You must remember what the Most High has decreed. If you will enter into that peace, for none will be confirmed worthy unto the kingdom of peace, but those who will know this way. He said, if you're strange to the commonwealth of Israel and the covenants of the promise, you without hope, occur thee and in the world. Well, guess what? Most say that think about it. Messiah said he builds upon the church upon the fact that I didn't say he was a Christ. I didn't say someone polytheist after all the varying anointings and false spirits of all the pagan gods of Rome. That's where Christ actually comes from. He said upon the foundation that he is the Kurdi, the one anointed after the will of one to declare the way of Yah. Upon that he would build his church. But most have hardly understood who Messiah is. Most have hardly understood, my brothers and sisters, who he said, and who the early church, who are the apostles, knew that he is. Missed the point entirely. And yet they say they are built upon that foundation, as his church, less. He said upon this rock that he is the Kurdi. If you don't know what I'm talking about, my website, hiddengospel.com, has an article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. The son of who the scriptures say Messiah is the one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, the Shashan Shah from Genesis to Revelation. Rome murdered everyone who understood that foundation, that Messiah must come to expose all the rulers of this world. How could they maintain their kingdoms in the midst of a people who knew this? So they sought to separate your mind from the expectation that was known in the East. And men have sought to declare themselves true to a called-out body, called out by the Spirit beyond every division, after a multitude of pollutions and divisions. Our brothers and sisters, there's no safety in it. Like I said, he showed me long ago that Babylon is this multitude of varying churches and divisions against his will. He says, come out of all my people that should become partakers of our sins and smitten by our plagues. In other words, you be found guilty of all that has slaughtered the many prophets, been guilty, co-conspirators, accomplices to murder, victimized and made victimizers after all the lies have been perpetuated for the course of many generations. Say, come out of all my people, lest you become partakers of a sin that's spent by our plagues. You must learn how not to lie. My brothers and sisters, without that knowledge of the truth, without the knowledge of the truth, what else can a man do? Many have not understood, my brothers and sisters, the foundation upon which the early church was gathered. The hope of the one who occurred, a law peace giver, out of the tribe of Judah, Genesis 49, 1 through 8 through 12, to whom all the people must be gathered, converted beyond all the rulers. If your leaders didn't tell you about that, if they didn't help you to comprehend what you must prepare for, my brother says they gave you nothing. For no standard, my brothers and sisters, of man that will reject what is the foundation, no standard of man that will reject the greater truths when they are told, are sufficient for any man to be found confirmed, steadfast, or faithful unto the Most High. You must hear, my brothers and sisters, this blessed foundation. Isaiah 28 tells you well. Because man didn't have that foundation, they preferred to mock the will of the Most High. Isaiah 57 said, because they didn't have that foundation, they mocked the Most High, even the Holy One of old. Because they preferred to praise their kings. But the scripture said, because of this, in order to set his people free, all the rulers will be found to be proven foolish. Isaiah 44. And if you trust in them, he said, they all be swept away like wind and vanity. But only those who trust in him, when he teaches that exceeding word, shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. Micaiah 5:14 through 24. It well. He said, your righteousness must exceed ultimately that of your leaders. Whoever denies any part of the law and the prophets and what I've spoken to you is. But he said, anybody who would deny this word in any way shall be tricked to deny any part of the law and the prophets shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. They still enter the kingdom of Yah with all this rejection of the truth. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Most High doesn't sign any contract, my brothers, has been tampered with anything, taken away anything, added. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, you must become a stone upon which he writes his word. And in no way, my brothers and sisters, defiled. Again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah. I thank the Most High for every ear he brings near. Yes, indeed, I thank you all for listening. And yes, my brothers and sisters, please examine that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Well, I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, you must discern how you can be a blessing to this ministry that would teach what others would not. But only those, my brothers and sisters, who can be a blessing to this ministry, only ones who can be a blessing to this ministry is those who can comprehend it. Open your minds to rightly and all understand. To his praise always. Hallelujah!